Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nobody Panic. Tess has got her braces out. It's time to party.
Welcome back.
Yay, it's our first one in the stewed.
Oh, we're in a new studio. We've got ourselves a snazzy producer. We're feeling real fly, everyone.
We're now produced by Plosif. We have producer Ben. He has no microphone. I don't think he wants one.
He doesn't want to be involved, but he's great. So just imagine whoever you would like to imagine.
Channing Tatum.
He looks like it's him.
It's Channing. It's the whole of the Magic Mike.
Yeah, cast. They're here producing for us.
I went to see Magic Mike live.
How was it?
Absolutely insanely good. Yeah. I did not expect to think it was good.
Oh, I did. I knew it would be good.
Great. Well, good for you.
One of my better skills is a very, very confident appraisal from poster work.
To finished article.
To know, I see a poster and I can tell you immediately how good that's actually going to be.
I wish I could test this out now, but it's a very visual medium.
You can't.
I can show you some posters.
You'll never know. I know something's happening, and then I'm just like, I sense it in the air, and I know whether it's actually good or not.
That's exceptional.
And I knew Magic Mike. I knew Magic Mike would be.
It was a good poster. It was a good poster.
But I just knew. I was like, it's the perfect hen-do. It's the perfect night out.
It was, and it was my hen-do. That was my adult thing.
Oh, surprise!
So today we're doing
a prank, by the way.
It's a prank. I'm not getting married. So today we're doing how to not cry when you're watching the news.
How to deal with the news without crying.
How to deal with the news without crying.
How not to be totally overwhelmed by the state of the world.
It's quite overwhelming. Look, I'm going to level with you. These aren't live. We record these in advance. So by the time you're listening, maybe the world's exploded and we're all you have left.
Yeah, well.
Possibly. Could be.
This is all there is left in the bunker. It would be a real surprise. No, it's September. It's the time of...
Brexit.
Yeah, everything just seems to be in total chaos. I actually meant it's September, so it's like new pens.
Back to school.
New pens, back to
school. That's the news you should be focusing on.
Yeah, it's a positive old time, but I feel like the news has got a bit much, and I think it's a... Well, we'll get in. I've got some deep thoughts about it.
She's got some deep thoughts. I've got some sort of light thoughts.
Okay, great.
And some medium to heavy thoughts.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully we'll find a happy balance.
All the weights. But before we do it, this has been like months now. What is the adult thing you've done, I guess, in the last 3 months?
I know. I hope you've all had a lovely, lovely summer. I had one, and then I hinted at this one, and then Stevie said I had to tell you about this.
It sounds great because I want to know about it.
So, well, it's nice having a break because I've got quite a few stored up.
Good.
Thanks. Mine is that, as many of you know, I have been going to see a personal trainer.
So... just admiring this.
Thank you so much. And we have really progressed
because of Tess's big leg. If you haven't listened to the episode, Tess has only got muscles in one of her legs and has no muscles in her entire stomach, to the extent where the personal trainer was like, good Lord.
So I lack a... I know everyone's like, I haven't got any core, but I actually have got some quite serious problems. So I've got no core, no real... No strength. Nothing's really holding me up. I've been to see various people who've been like, good heavens. One of whom gave me an ultrasound. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then she just laughed and laughed.
She couldn't find a muscle.
I said, do you always laugh this much? And she said, no, it's very unprofessional. I want to try and learn to run because one leg is doing this good leading excellent stride, and one leg is like turned backwards and like dragging along the back. Anyway,
your entire body's propped up by your one leg, isn't
it?
That's what
it's really pulling the weight of the group. Anyway, have been learning to sort of fix everything and realign myself and learn to get strong with this personal trainer. And something they say in personal training is like, for a long time, it's very not boring, but it's very like, well, I'm seeing nothing. I'm seeing no change. And then when it does happen, it's
abs on your legs.
It's an ab on your leg, and it's a very exciting moment of like, oh shit, it's actually doing something. But that moment, I thought that moment would be like 2 days in, and the moment the moment is like 2 months. I'm just a very...
So what's happened?
Anyway, the point is, in the summer, it's hay baling season.
Okay.
Which is when...
In the town.
In the village.
Okay.
You, all the fields get baled up for hay, so they come out and they chop the long grass down, and then this all dries out, and then somebody comes along and the machine and bales it into these big square hay bales.
Okay.
And then it would cost maybe, so my family pay for that.
Can't wait to see where this is going.
But then it would cost them £20 more for the people who chop the hay to then stack it up for us and put it in the barn. But to save £20, my family, all of us, spend two whole days picking up all the hay bales, putting them on the back of the trailer, and then like driving them around, then taking them off again.
Fun.
But I, even when I was no longer the youngest member of the family, was always relegated to driving the truck because I was so weak. Everyone kept saying I was letting them down, and it was slower than if I just wasn't there at all.
Okay. Bit of a boost.
Yeah, a real boost for me. This year, guess who could lift the bales and throw them onto the back of the truck?
Your dad!
Me. No,
right.
It was me! It was honestly, my whole family were like in awe. That's genuinely amazing. People were like, wow. I was getting an applause.
So
because
then,
my whole life I've been so, so weak, and now I can lift the stuff. And honestly, I felt like she-woman.
And that's such a modern thing. You know, you can now lift the hay.
I can lift the hay.
It's so useful. Like, it's so useful.
I told my personal trainer, she said, I don't think I'll use it on my website as a... But she's like, but I really understand the sentiment. Anyway, so that was my huge adult thing, and it feels very exciting.
Are you still seeing the personal trainer?
No.
Because you'd completed it.
I got bored.
No, I was going to say, you did what you came to do.
Hay baling. I got through hay baling. No, now I'm back in London more permanently. I'll go back.
Because, well, there's not enough hay for you to lift, so why do you need a personal trainer?
Exactly.
Pointless.
What's yours?
About an hour ago, I'm not going to mince my words, I bought a falafel sandwich for lunch. Didn't eat it. It's still there. I'm not going to eat it at the break. That's the first time I've ever managed to not eat my lunch that I've bought within 5 minutes.
That's really wonderful.
And now I'm saying it sounds even more impressive. I think I deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. But I'm terrified. It's sat there in the corner of the room. I'm terrified it's going to be too dry and that I've built it up too much.
Did you think it was dry?
It looked dry when she put it in the box. And so I was like, yeah, I'm
that's
sure there's
fine then. The weight is neither here nor there. You're not responsible for the dryness.
It was dry before.
It was already dry, Stevie.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. It was already dry.
At school, I would eat my lunch in the 15-minute break at 10:30 every single day.
I bought a lunch from the shop in the morning and eaten it on the way out the shop.
I think that's very normal.
Yeah.
I thought that's when lunch is.
Anyone does it.
Lunchtime is when you've bought lunch in the morning. That's what the time
whenever
is.
You've bought it.
And then comes the fast.
And then comes the fast. And then at actual lunchtime, you can buy another lunch.
That's the magic of lunch. When I was living not with my parents, and the first time I realised that if I wanted a second dinner, I could just have one. That was a moment where I had to sit down.
It's huge, isn't it?
It is huge. And I was huge.
And you do get big when
you should
just
have one.
Being like, I can go to the 24-hour shop now and I can buy anything I want.
Mm. Those animal-shaped biscuits with chocolate on them.
2 litres of Fanta Fruit Twist for me.
Thank you.
That was my...
I would never have thought to have drank that. You know?
I didn't drink the whole thing.
No, just like I've never tried it.
Honestly, you know how like a nice woman might on the way home stop in for a nice bottle of wine?
A nice woman.
I would stop in for a 2 litre bottle of Fanta Fruit Twist.
Great.
And then I would pour it into a wine glass.
Okay.
And then have one of my classic half baths.
How old are we talking?
Oh, like last year.
We're great.
Like this winter. Oh, yeah.
Your half bath, for anyone listening who doesn't know what Tessa's half baths is, please explain.
Oh, it's when you just take half your clothes off. You pop your...
Hopefully you keep the top half on,
it's,
bottom half
it's
off.
It's top half on, bottom half
Winnie
off.
Winnie the Pooh in it.
You Winnie the Pooh and you just pop in the bath. It's when you're like, oh, I can't commit to a whole bath. I haven't got time.
Guys!
But I can get in half a bath. Or I'm too cold. to take off the top half.
Okay, great. Well, you sound like a woman who can give some advice to the people.
Saddle up, everyone.
So, the news.
The news.
Do you have, like, specific types of news that upset you more than other types? Just broadly, I guess.
Well, I think what's happening at the moment is that we're going through, I genuinely think, quite an unusual time in history where we're having this real, like, cognitive dissidence. Well, no, it's not unusual.
Oh, that's a shame. I was going to be like, that was a great word. Stick with that.
Stick to it. Yeah. Well, no, I stopped myself about my, it's not an unusual time in history. Basically, once I found in my great aunt's cupboard a newspaper from 100 years ago that was just lining a shelf. But I read the newspaper, and not a lot on that day. So
no, fine.
But it was so much like chaos, country on the brink of war.
Yes.
There's no food. What will the people do? Housing shortage. You know, the stuff was pretty much the same. I think
like there was that nuclear thing in the 50s where everyone was like, I guess we'll just die from a nuclear explosion.
Yeah, so me saying to my dad, you know, oh, we can't have children because of climate change. He was like, well, my generation were like, you can't have children because everyone will die in a nuclear war.
Yeah.
So, like, there's never been a time when everyone's like, guys, we're absolutely smashing
good,
it. This is a good old time. Anyway, but I do think the cognitive dissonance point is, like, you've got the president who is, you know, genuinely mentally ill and says these insane...
Or not. I don't know if we can say that.
I'm gonna.
Okay, great. He's mad.
He's absolutely mad. Okay. And I think we have to admit it.
I'm pro-Trump and Tessa's against Trump.
Yeah, sorry.
That's right. You should make that clear.
Stevie's part of the NRA.
I've been trying to keep it out. I can't be part because I'm not American, but I'd love to get involved. I'm not
the worst kind of supporter. Imagine. Can't even do anything. Love to get involved, though.
Would love to go across there.
Yeah,
and have
the
a look.
Man is mentally unstable.
Yes, perhaps. Yeah.
And you just see the stuff that this man is tweeting, and you just have to put your phone down and sort of pretend it's not happening because it's so insane. You just can't believe that in the wake of these horrifying shootings and terrible things happening and all this climate disaster, that the man is tweeting about, like, the failed ratings of Deborah Messing, who played Grace on Will and Grace. Like, that's who the president is tweeting.
Sure.
It's just so mind-blowing that you have to sort of just mentally step out and just
absolutely.
Be like, okay, I literally can't engage. And so I think everything just feels very, very overwhelming. I think part of it is we literally don't know what to do.
Well, it's almost like all the stuff has been happening for the dawn of time. There's been, like, bad stuff, like you're saying.
Yes.
But you said it much more articulately than that. But we now know it all. Mm. Whereas in the past, you know, you had your newspapers, you had news sources that were, like, regulated, and then you would go and you would chat to your mates and you chat to your family, or you wouldn't because it was the Victorian times and no one talked, but they had the mistress, perhaps. But you would at least have, like, places to go and talk, and you would be in your own little mini echo chamber.
Sure.
Whereas now, it is everywhere. I feel like I'm constantly trying to escape what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then there's also that whole movement, which I think is very valid, which is, like you said, again, another very valid point. Sometimes you have to step away, and I think that is very important. But we are quite privileged that we're able to step away. Some people literally can't because it's ruining their lives. And then this whole thing about, like, well, good for you. And then you're like, oh, now I feel bad for stepping away. It becomes this big spiral. And you're like, I was the last shooting that happened in Texas. Hopefully by the time that this goes out, there hasn't been another one. But I mean, God, who knows? I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to engage in this. I'm going to watch the stuff. And then I was a mess. And then the shadow said to me, why did you engage? Like, why did you watch that? And I was like, well, I think it's important to know. And it's like, but what can you do about that? There are certain things that I look at that I can do stuff about. I don't do anything about that either. Sure.
Yes. I think the shootings, especially because we're in a different country, unless it is your own country, and there are minimal things you can physically do. You don't have to consume all of that news as a form of self-punishment. Like, you don't have to watch it and be like, this is horrendous. Imagine if you were going through this, or you or the family is affected. It feels like this weird sort of, I'm doing some kind of service to them if I fully engage with this.
Yeah.
And I have absolutely done that in the past and then been like, it's achieved nothing. Like, I have not helped. They are not in any way supported or helped by knowing that someone across the world really watched the news about this.
Like, they don't suddenly feel it. It's like, Tessa Coates.
It does feel that thing of, like, oh, you can turn away. You can turn off the news. You don't have to know about this. But it's like, but does it help in any way to be as informed about this as you possibly can be? Like, no, it doesn't help them. You can't bring them back. You literally cannot help those families unless you actively go and engage
and protest over that if you want to. You know, great.
Do something. But you physically just watching the news is not going to help literally anybody.
No. I know that there are certain things that you can do. For example, like, if you look at things like the shootings, we can't really do anything. Unless, okay, do you want to go to America and protest? Well, I'm not going to do that, so no. but there are certain things that maybe I could do that would help me. For example, I'm like a recycling and climate-based environment stuff, no plastic in the bathroom, that sort of thing. The climate stuff is my trigger point. Like, I can't read anything about it. Like, it's terrifying. But I find sort of solace in doing certain things mm-hmm. that I'm like, well, that at least helps. Like, that at least helps. But then I have to, like, pull back sometimes because I'm like, well, you know, I can't go to that protest and I feel stupid that I'm not actually doing anything. Like, no, you are doing stuff. And I think there's, like, a balance, basically, what I'm saying, is between completely shutting off and then doing little things that can make both you and people around you and also help the problem a little bit. But there are some things in the news, yeah, that you just can't. You can't stop Trump tweeting stuff. You no. can't. We can't do anything about Brexit at all, apparently. So, you know.
Yes.
But you can sign the petition when you see it rather than being like, well, what's the point? Do have a sign. Why not? Do speak out about it. Like our friend Nish Kumar, who's a comedian, you know, he's very anti-Brexit and he makes people laugh and he makes people engage more than they would have done already and galvanizes people, and that's his way of doing his bit. And I think there are ways that you can do your bit without your mental health suffering.
If the state of gun control in America is one of the things that you personally are finding is your bit that you just can't engage with any further. Every Town, the charity, is the main lobbyist for total gun control. And you can always support and donate to them. They're fantastic. And becoming aware of like which senators and things, like Kamala Harris, for example, and Elizabeth Warren, are both like putting like total banning of all assault rifles is really high on their agenda. And so just being like aware of the politics aspect of it, and if money is something that you have even a small amount at your disposal and you would like to sort of in any way help, then there are like various charities and like things doing stuff.
Yeah.
That I think your money will do infinitely more good than like your time and you, especially in this country. Like, you just watching the news and making yourself hysterical about the sheer, like, horrifying trauma of the world.
Yeah. And then eating, like, 17 biopots. Yeah. Being like, oh, my God.
What's a biopot?
Little yogurt.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Just a little yum, yum.
So I just ate 17 yogurts because of gun control?
Yeah. Because it is. And also, I think accepting the sheer, like, level of horror that is out there at the moment and not sort of dismissing that or being like, oh, why am I being so silly? Like, why am I eating
so much yogurt? Yeah.
I'm an idiot. Oh, I can't.
I can't deal with the yogurt I've eaten.
A silly old girl having so much yogurt. It's like, there's some really, really genuinely very bad stuff happening and it is okay for you to feel...
Eat the yogurt.
To eat the yogurt or to feel sad or to need to step away. And I truly believe, like, get off Twitter.
I'm trying to, like, find kind of points in here, but, like, I think one of them being know how much control you have and what you can do and what you can't do and look at how you can use that cleverly for your mental health. Mm-hmm. But then the other thing, yeah, is obviously social media is terrible. So I found, weirdly, it's basically all the stuff that you like on Twitter comes up on my feed now. And so it's all like fun stuff. And so I like it. And then my algorithm has basically switched so that if I just look at my timeline, it's just all like cool Brooklyn comedians making funny jokes about life or like dogs or whatever. It means that Twitter's fine, unless I go outside of Twitter.
Even if you, what, out into the world?
No, as in like...
Into your garden.
Outside of the timeline. So then you start looking at other things.
What are you doing outside of the timeline? How do you even get there?
On the you Twitter moments and you look at all the headlines.
Oh,
and
I never go there. I wouldn't dream of it.
I'm constantly there.
What are you doing there?
Look at the news.
For Christ's sake, what are you
That's
doing
why
there?
I'm doing this podcast.
Oh my God, obviously. Well, number one, don't get out of there. On.
Well, sometimes there's like some fun stuff about like, there's also a ha-ha category and I like that, which is the funny
okay,
category.
Okay, well, it's apparent that I was
ha-ha and then there's also a bomb category, bombs going off or something.
Oh my
War
God.
War category. No.
It's apparent I obviously don't know how Twitter works. I never go outside the timeline.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. But also I think that's good. That's a good thing. So your timeline's probably lovely.
No, that's the thing. Terrible. Even though it is a carefully curated and largely only full of
dogs. But dogs retweet shit.
Sometimes the dogs have got some opinions.
Yeah,
you know, like that's the thing is like even if you only follow comedians and you only follow animal accounts and all of this, you know, like this morning I went on it and everybody's talking about Boris Johnson, even the funniest accounts, even the literally even like thoughts of dog, it's like got a thought about Boris Johnson. So you're like, so therefore it's everywhere. We can't escape it.
You can't escape it. But maybe rather than just getting off Twitter completely, because that can be, that's useful. If you can, great. Because if you're like just on it for a bit and you're like, I don't really know why I'm on this and you're just getting sad, absolutely. But some people get something out of it and need... But I read quite a lot about how important it is to maybe regulate the news intake and regulate your social media intake, obviously, which I think we do talk about a lot, but I think it's important. So, for example, like, none on weekends and past like 5 p.m., don't look at it. Like that sort of thing. Because no one's going to need you for anything in the evening on Twitter. Like no one's, a tweet that you get at like 7 p.m. at any night, you can just reply to it 9
a.m.
the next
morning. I'm not on Twitter for the people. I mean, please do engage with me if you'd like.
But you're going to say that you're not on Twitter for the people.
Yeah. As in like, I mean, and then I was going to say to the people, if you'd like to engage with me, please do. My response rate will be very slow.
It is, but you throw out some hot content.
Thank you. I do. I'm on it to see what funny things a pig has done today.
Yeah. Okay.
So therefore, if I'm not using it for news and yet the news is just getting to me while I'm just trying to look at my pigs, you know?
Scroll-free. Do that scroll-free September thing that people are doing.
Nothing?
Nothing. You just you go on, you do a tweet, and then you leave.
What's the point of that?
That's for people, sorry, I should have mentioned that. That's for people who are on Twitter for the people.
Right, okay. I'm a voyeur.
Yeah.
I'm at this orgy just to watch.
Wait, no, that means that you are scrolling. So
yes.
You are, yeah, exactly. So actually, scroll-free September is...
It's
there
for
is a
me.
Point.
I should do it, yeah. But you're saying if the people needed my stuff.
Okay, right. I see tweet. What's got you there. Because I said, go on, tweet, and then don't scroll. So what if I said, so then obviously
don't go on.
That's great for you. Whereas I do tweet and retweet stuff. And so, for example, when the podcast comes out, I like to tweet about the podcast every week to get people listening or I'm doing a show.
You're right.
Or...
So maybe I will just go on.
And what about your hot content that you throw out? Your good tweets.
They're not good tweets. They're
they
only
are.
Ever. Oh, thank you, Stevie.
They're funny.
Thank you.
Tess is crying.
Okay, I'll go on. I'll just say, here's the podcast. Then I'll leave again.
Okay, put the link as well.
That's it. I'll just say, I have to go now. And then I'll go. And then I'll leave.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, yeah, I'm going to do scroll free. I'm going to get out of there.
Great. Well, this is really 360 after, what's the point of that? Absolutely, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. I'm just
signing
getting off Twitter.
Up.
I'm off.
But no, do it. Get back in. Google it. Have
Instantly,
a look.
If you need it for your work, there are apps that allow you to post to Instagram, even see your likes and engagement on that post if you need to do it for your work or for whatever thing, but not allow you to go on Instagram.
Because Instagram is less news for me. Instagram is just more like, oh, everyone's got abs on their legs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I just don't want to
see everyone's
it.
Having a lovely time in Greece, I see.
Oh, everyone's got friends, have they?
A lot of friends in Greece again this week.
Yeah. Everyone's in Greece.
Everyone's in Greece. And also it's like, when did you organise that?
Yeah, yeah. Who was the one that was like, guys, should we go to Greece?
Who
instigated
like, yes. that?
You've all got your passports on, you're all there on time. You've all gone to Luton for 1 p.m. How have you done that?
How have you done that? Who decided it?
How have you got that many friends for? I can't stand it. But it's revolutionised my genuine... That is the biggest thing that I've done properly this year, which is it's only #ducklife, #tortoises, #dogs... being basic, and memes. And that is my entire Instagram. Occasionally a person will like come through and I'll be like, mute, I don't want to see any people. I go on my friends' Instagram profiles to see what they're up to, if I want to see what they're up to.
So you don't follow anyone on Instagram?
I do, I follow everybody. I've muted every human being.
But everyone's mute.
Everyone's muted. And it's not a personal thing. So if you're listening, being like, babe, why? Sorry, mum. I haven't muted mum, she doesn't really post.
So can you see their stories and stuff at the top?
No.
Oh.
Unless I go on their profile and then I look at their story. So I do that quite a lot with like close friends. I'll be like, what's Claudio up to? What's Tessa up to? I'm sorry, I put you second there. What's my sister up to? But everybody is gone. So it's just like a fun, which sounds like what your Twitter is. And
yes.
What my Twitter is becoming to be like, although unfortunately I do know how to go on the moments and I do look at the news sometimes. So I need to do a scroll-free thing, or I need to just not look at the news headlines. Basically, you have to curate your own social media feed, however will be most... I was going to say detrimental, the opposite of detrimental. Good for you.
Because I sometimes get upset about how much John Legend loves Chrissy Teigen.
Oh my God, it's great. As in sad?
Yeah.
Oh God, okay. I thought it was beautiful. But
yeah, it is, but it's more like...
Too much. I want that.
I want John Legend to love me.
Yes, in a way, we all want John Legend to love us, don't we?
Yeah, so that's my issue.
And they're so fun.
Point is, get off Twitter. That's my point.
Get off Twitter, or if you can't... Really regulated.
I think I personally piece the news together backwards from what people are making jokes about on
Memes.
Twitter.
Yeah, I'll see a meme and then I'll be like, right, well, what does that? Yeah, and you have to go back and back.
The 30 to 50 feral hogs.
Oh, that was an absolute disaster. I don't know what was going on.
I could not find for the life
the
of me
tweet.
The source material.
No!
I did not know what we were working with, but that's part of me was still like, shall I just get involved?
I guess I'll do one about
it. I think I can get, I've got some stuff on the feral
hogs. And to be honest, you actually probably could have done one not knowing. It was just put 30 30-50 feral hogs
anywhere
in 2 minutes,
anything?
Or there was a specific time frame
within 2 to 3 minutes while your children are playing in the yard.
Yes.
But we still don't really understand who said it or how the 35-50 feral hogs got there.
My favorite one was, my milkshake brings all my three feral hogs.
Feral hogs,
and they're
like,
the children are playing for two to three minutes. Yeah, brilliant.
You can't, but I could not find what we were all working from.
No.
And then that is the news to me. People just like making these good jokes.
And they just
me having to like piece them backwards, be like, okay, what's the news?
Yeah.
What's happened now?
And then you finally find like a Guardian article that explains exactly what is happening.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I think the constant thing that everyone says, that all the stuff that I've been reading has been like, it's okay to switch off. So if you're having that issue of like, well, you know, I should be engaged. I should be engaged. Because we have this...
What a privilege to say, oh, I don't like the news.
And it is a privilege, but, you know, good for you. if you're having panic attacks because you're reading the news, stop it. Like, you don't... Yeah, don't force yourself to be in hysterics. It's not fair. If every time you did something, you broke your arm, you'd stop doing it. And no one's going to be like, actually, you should just keep doing that because that's actually really... You'd be like, no, it's fine. So, stop. And also, as well... Talk to your friends about stuff, like, rather than just keeping it all to yourself and being like, the news is awful. Talk to your friends about how terrible the news is. Like, everyone will have their own opinions. And then that is also what we used to do with the news. We would like see how other people felt about it. And it also equalizes stuff. I remember getting really upset about climate change. Sure. And my sister's friend was telling me all about the good stuff that people were doing. And she was doing some like planting tree stuff and beach cleaning. And I just like, it was like having a full brain bath. I was like, oh, good.
Yes. To get it out loud, like say to another person,
I'm struggling.
And they'll say, oh, with which bit of this, of the,
all of it,
of the hellscape?
Help.
And then you'll say, well, particularly this. And they'll be like, oh, me too.
Yeah. Right. Do you have any more hot tips?
I've just got some positives.
Some
positive things that are happening. The population of wild tigers in Nepal was found to have nearly doubled in the last 9 years, thanks to conservation efforts. Deforestation in Indonesia fell by 60% as a result of a ban on clearing peatlands.
I don't know what peatland is.
No, me neither, but it's been cleared.
A field of men called Peter?
The United Nations said the ozone layer would be fully healed over the Arctic and the Northern Hemisphere by 2030.
Okay.
$10 billion has been sent to Bali this year for the protection of 40 million square kilometres of the world's oceans.
Look, people are doing nice things.
People are doing good things.
There is good, like, happy, positive
news. In California,
news, okay.
The world's smallest fox...
Sure, I'm here for it.
...was removed from the endangered species list. He had to go. Come on, you've got to get out of here.
I think that's quite sad. I'd like to be on a list.
You're too small. It's the fastest recovery of any mammal under the Endangered Species Act.
So he's endangered, but I love it.
No, he's off the list now.
He said endangered. And
It should be endangered. Like, proper scientists and good people, people that know. People are doing stuff.
Well, that actually leads on to another thing, which is to look at where you're getting your news from.
Sorry, can we stay on the smallest fox?
Yeah, so how big was the fox?
I don't know.
Great.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
No, it's absolutely fine. Yeah, where, like, to look at where you get your news from. And I think it's actually very difficult to, because it used to be, I'd say, and I don't want to sound like an old man in a pub in the BBC used to be non-biased, but now it's biased.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
There's a lot of that going on. I find the BBC News to be very helpful. I'm left-leaning.
Sure.
Sure. But I also find it to be helpful because it's not emotional. Mm. So it'll be like, this has happened. These are the facts. Rather than sometimes The Guardian will be like, quite a lot. Mm. And because the whole point of these news sites is to collate as much dynamic news as possible. So you've got videos, you've got really terrifying images, you feel like you're there. Mm. Then you've got a think piece and you're like, I agree! Marina Hyde, I agree! There's a lot to think about. Whereas the BBC just sets out the news. If you want to like have a daily news briefing and mm-hmm. think of yourself as the president, mm-hmm. but not the current president,
no,
unless you're pro him like me, and then always the current president, then you can just 10 minutes, you look through the BBC news site. But there are also like social media feeds that you can follow that are good news. If you're on Instagram, there's a thing called Tanks Good News, and it's a guy who makes memes called Tanks Sinatra, but he also does another page called Tanks Good News, and it's just 3 times a day, he posts like a lovely, heartwarming thing that has happened. I don't know if his name is actually Tank. It's probably like Alan or something. He's like, I'll call myself Tank, probably. He's massive.
Like a tank?
He works out. Yeah.
Maybe that's why. There we go.
That is close.
It's good to have a friend, isn't it?
It's good to have a friend.
Just say your ideas out loud and just
talk to your friends. You can't pick your way through the news. I think it's really hard. And I wanted to sort of bring this point up and then be like, so here are some non-biased news sites in the UK. There aren't really any that I can find. But what there are things like the Good News Network, which you can go on, and it's like world news that's like positive. Also, I'd say try and find some yourself.
Tank Sinatra.
Also, like, if you are like left leaning and you don't want to read, I don't know, the Daily Stormer, don't read it. Like, you can just look at the news that you're consuming, because you more often than not will see that you're actually consuming something quite biased or a bit too much. Or, mm-hmm. you know, if images and videos really upset you, then just don't go on those news sites that provide those. I mean, it's not particularly rocket science, but I didn't realise that how much The Guardian, I like reading The Guardian, but how much it was affecting me in terms of the photos and the images, especially of climate change, because they really went hard on it. And I was like, great, go harder, but I can't see it. And I didn't know why I was crying all the time. But I look at the Good News Network like when I can remember. Probably once every 2 weeks.
It's done its job, which is like we're all extremely aware of the problem. And now it's like,
some people still aren't, but they're not reading The Guardian. That's the problem. Sorry, that's a completely separate point. Bye, keep going.
Are they not?
More Americans than not believe climate change is a hoax. Genuinely. I'm so sorry. We can't end the podcast on this. We end the podcast on a sigh.
It's that level of like deep sigh that's just like, oh, it's not just that things are bad. It's like, oh God, like what do you want me to do now? And then part of me wants to just like make a documentary where I go around America just chatting to people.
Let me through.
Oh. It's been done.
It's been done.
What a shame.
It's a shame.
Well, there's a guy in Florida announcing that why doesn't the Navy sail out to Hurricane Dorian?
Okay.
And sail in an opposite direction to the water flow to stop it. And then the Air Force spin the opposite direction to the hurricane around and around the hurricane.
That they actually.
And that's a grown man who I assume has a job.
You know?
So he goes to work every day, presumably relatively competent at his job. Perhaps even he excels in his field.
We hope.
And he thinks the Air Force should fly around and around the hurricane.
I think
making films like Apocalypse. No. Independent. No. Oh gosh, I'm Bruce Willis, and I've gone up
Armageddon
to fight Armageddon. I've gone to blow up a meteor.
Yeah.
I think things like that, where we're just like, here we go, America, we're going to just blow the meteor off course.
Final point, don't make disaster movies like Armageddon. Any film directors,
because
any studios listening.
Because we do just get this idea of like, I think playing fast and loose with science in the 90s and adventure movies has genuinely caused this problem.
Yeah.
Today's hot take. I'll be tweeting that out, but then
not scrolling.
More good news. Colombia officially expanded 4.3 million hectares of the rainforest, the largest protected tropical rainforest in the world, an area called the Cosmic Village of the Jaguars.
Oh, lovely.
Hello.
That's fun.
That's it.
Oh, great. No, that's nice.
That's it. What a cool area. Mountain gorillas are on the rise.
Oh my God. A lot of like happy animal facts going on.
Yeah.
Good.
Like, people were like, oh shit, we fucked it. And then they're like, we try our best.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we did fuck it in the beginning.
Is the Amazon still on fire?
Oh yes, very much so.
Well, look, hopefully by the time that you're listening to this, the Amazon's not on fire. If it is, listen to those good animal facts. You can donate as well. You can donate to things. I think obviously our points have become incredibly inarticulate now, but do what you can.
Put your money, yourself. Go put some money somewhere. Donate.
If you don't have money, that's absolutely fine. Look after yourself first, because you can't, you're no good to anyone if you're crying on the floor.
No, exactly.
You can't even do your own job.
And for God's sake, put your own oxygen mask on.
We all need to fund capitalism. that's my last point. Look at where you're getting your news from. If you are very emotional, like me maybe, try and get your news in as neutral as way as possible. Limit your social media or get off it.
Be aware of that sentiment, give me the strength to know what I... What?
A quote's coming.
Here it comes. Give me the strength to change what I can change.
I love this. She's lost confidence.
Power to ignore what I cannot change.
Lovely.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
That's amazing. Who said that?
Me. Just now.
Wow.
I think it was Deuteronomy.
Oh, sure.
I don't know where it's from. No. I saw it on T-Dial once. Yeah, but the point is there, if you can change it, change it. If you can't, know that there's nothing you can do and step back and have the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Very, very good. And don't beat yourself up if you are sad. You're not stupid for feeling sad about the news. It sounds mad when you say it, but no one will go, what? Why? There's no news. Everyone will completely understand.
There's a difference between being like, oh, I just don't listen to the news, boring, and being like, sorry, I was having a small breakdown the more I watched the news, so I've had to step back from it, but please tell me whatever it is you'd like to tell me about. I'm sure I will have some purchase on whatever news story you want to discuss with me.
Cue another breakdown, but then, you tried.
As you're telling me, I'm just having the breakdown again.
Yes, but it's hard. We're very happy to be back, but please do, if you like the podcast and you're happy that we're back as well, spread the word, because I think a lot of people won't be getting the downloads now because we've gone for a bit. So spread the word on Instagram, Twitter.
Oh yeah, we're back. We're
and
back
then don't scroll.
Back for the new year.
Subscribe.
New
download.
Year, new you.
We're not. It's not new school year.
New school
new
year.
School.
Absolutely, very similar. You
get your pens out. Write about it.
Get a new gel pen.
Tweet us at NobodyPanicPod.
You don't need a new notebook. You've got loads.
Email us, nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com, with some hot suggestions. We've got some of your suggestions coming up. I will apologise. I've not responded to any of your emails. I've read them, I've nodded, and I've been at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival having a breakdown. So I am very sorry, but you've been heard.
And I...
don't go on the emails.
Don't like to engage. No, I sent back one to a man called Ben, about 18 pages.
I saw that, yeah. It was like, I'd say spread your priorities.
Yeah, I was like, and then I was like, I don't think I should engage.
You wrote a book to a man called Ben, and that's the only response you've ever given anyone on the emails. Yeah, no, I do know that. Saw that, was like, well, that's good she's popped in. But yes, next week, obviously, we're back, and we'll be back probably forever until we're both dead, so.
Good Lord, no.
Yay!
No.
Death.
Oh, no.
And that's the end.
Oh, God.
Bye!
Bye!
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.